There used to be clear battle lines over the Iraq war in Washington, too. President Bush has long counted on his Republican allies for support, but that support may be waning. This week, another senior Republican senator has parted ways with the Bush administration over Iraq. New Mexico Senator Pete Domenici says his opinion has changed after meeting with families who lost loved ones in the war. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins us now to talk about Senator Domenici's change of heart and the rest of the week in politics. Hi, Juan.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Last month, it was Richard Lugar calling for a change in Iraq strategy. Before that, Senator John Warner, what's the president's take on all this lack of support?
Well, he hasn't spoken directly to it, but the White House position is basically just wait, be patient. The president said used much of that language, it was July 4th in West Virginia, speaking to a large group, asking for patience. But what you're seeing, I think, coming from the Hill is impatience, and I was particularly struck by the idea that you would get people who are so well-respected. You know, Richard Lugar, as you mentioned, Lugar is the senior Republican on foreign relations. Voinovich is also on foreign relations. And then you had, in the past, you've had Senator Warner of Virginia, who's on armed services, the ranking Republican there, saying much the same. And it looks as if now you not only is Pete Domenici speaking out, but he's quietly endorsed a plan that was put forward by a Democrat, Ken Salazar from Colorado, that basically says, let's go with the Iraq Study Group plan. And if you recall, Alex, that plan basically calls for withdrawal of U.S. troops by next March.
Well, and all this might be very timely. Next week, the Senate takes up a defense authorization bill, and there'll be all sorts of anti-Iraq war amendments attached to it. Do you think we might see even more Republicans speaking out against the war then?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. If you look at what Pete Domenici had to say in detail, he's not calling specifically for immediate withdrawal. He's not calling for a cutoff of funding. He says he just wants some new ideas. And it seems to me that everybody now is sort of galvanizing around the Iraq study group. So the question is, are they defectors? How far will they go? And I think where the rubber meets the road is Senator Harry Reid, the Democrat majority leader, said, hearing about what Domenici had done yesterday, said, here's the opportunity. Is he really going to vote to stop this war in Iraq? And that's the question. You know, are they willing to vote to stop the war? And that's not clear yet.
Also happening next week, the House Judiciary Committee is planning hearings on the president's authority to grant clemency, which, as we all know, he did Monday for former White House aide Louis Libby. What exactly are they hoping to achieve in these hearings?
Well, the question is whether or not let me start in the negative, Alex.
What
it's
is not it
not? Question, yeah, it's not a question of whether the president has constitutional authority to do this. John Conyers, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, says clearly the president does have the authority to do it. The question is whether or not he exercised due diligence in doing it. And the reason for that is, as you know, he did not go to the Justice Department. He did not go to the special prosecutor, Patrick Fitzgerald. He did not refer to anybody in the parole system or the judge. He just did it. And so the question is, therefore, is that an abuse of power? And secondly, he did it for someone that he knew personally and someone that worked for him, Libby being the former chief of staff to Vice President Cheney.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, thank you so much, Juan.
You're welcome, Alex.